What was different tonight with Rodgers and what we're used to seeing?
It looks like he was the changeup. Had some different profiles as he was throwing it throughout the course of the game. That was one thing that stood out. I mean, he had one walk, and it hurt him. You know, Vargas got that breaking ball in the air for a 3-1 shot, and that's what ended up hurting him. But he still threw the ball well. It's just that throw back-to-back innings, pitch count. He had high pitch counts both innings, so that kind of got to the end of the night for him.
How difficult was Merrill Kelly for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Merrill Kelly does. Like, he just pitches. He knows how to pitch. He was using the cutter backdoor to lefties, using a changeup off that. He had the curveball going for strike stealer and then put away. Did a good job with the four seam on us and then mixing in the comeback two seam on us to keep us honest. I mean, that's something he's been doing since he came back from Korea. You know, he just knows how to pitch and he throws strikes and it's tough with hitters. You really have to be diligent and patient. And hopefully he makes a mistake out over the plate.
This side's got a lot, maybe. Were some of those, I guess, wild pitches or passes, whatever they were counted as, were some of those maybe fatigue-induced? You know, maybe didn't get a block on one that he would probably want back?
No, I don't think it's fatigue. I think it was ball got by him. I think one of them was, like we talked about with Raj, like the different change-up shapes. Like it was like back-to-back change-ups in two different profiles that was thrown. But Sammy knows it. Sammy needs to make that play. Like, he's talented enough and he works hard enough where that ball should be in front of him and not get by him. He did a good job on the first one to kind of get Perdomo at third, but other than that, like, yeah, Sammy, he'll be better.
Obviously, as a young catcher, he's going to make mistakes. Over the past couple weeks, when he has made mistakes, have you seen him learn from those pretty quickly? What is his learning curve been as you've been with him over the past couple months?
Yeah, his learning curve has been as excelled as you can be for a 21-year-old catcher who's realistically doesn't have a ton of minor league reps because he's smart, he pays attention, and he cares. Pitches like throwing to him, and no matter what the circumstance, what happens in the game, good, bad, or indifferent, like you can always have a conversation with him, and he's engaged. And he asks the right questions back. You know, so for me, like, that growth is going to be huge over this course of the season.
What has made Rico Garcia so unhittable?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of qualities that Rico has. It's, one, he throws strikes. Two, he can throw his off-speed, especially slider, whenever he wants for strikes. And he has a sneaky lower slot vertical approach with some carry on the heater, so it makes the heater jump a little bit more. And he uses that well and pairs that with the slider off that. And he also has a split to kind of neutralize the lefties as well.
Back to Pesaro, are you seeing anything different these last few games at the plate process-wise that's leading to these results?
Yeah, it's I think early in the year. It's still early, but at the start of the year, kind of wasn't in a spot where he wanted to be offensively. And when you DH, you're kind of just in your own head pretty much. You can't really have an outlet. So he's taking advantage of this time where he's behind the plate more. So now he can go behind the plate and, you know, think about guiding the pitcher through defensively. So it's kind of freed him up mentally a little bit. So I can speak from experience on that. It definitely gives you an outlet. And we're kind of seeing that with Sammy right now.
In that circumstance, though, how do you make sure we hear the phrase, like, bringing your at-bats with you into the field sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How is that process different for a catcher compared to other positions where, like, you really need to bring those two things?
Yeah, you can't. Like, you literally just can't take your at-bats with you just because you influence and make a decision on every single pitch of the game. And, yeah, you might not catch it or block it, but you're making the call for that pitcher, and so you have to be locked in. So as a catcher, it forces you to literally leave your at-bat in the dugout and go.
And if you're not locked in, a pitcher will be able to tell if you're not carrying it over.
Exactly. If you're not locked in, you're not catching the big leagues. That's pretty cut and dry just because the guy on the mound – that's his job to go out there and get outs, and he needs a guy behind the plate to be locked in at all times.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thanks, guys.